World War One on the BBC.
A brilliant achievement for a period of only 48 hours. A great moral victory for Vienna.
The 28th of July. Shortly after 9 a.m., the Kaiser reads Serbia's reply to Austria-Hungary's ultimatum. 3 days ago, Vienna rejected the response. But the Kaiser is hopeful that war can still be avoided. Serbia has given way on most points, and he expects that the rest can be cleared up with negotiation. He comes up with a face-saving plan for the Austrians. Let them have their attack on Serbia, but halt in Belgrade.
The Serbs are Orientals, therefore liars, tricksters, and masters of evasion. But it could be secured by means of the temporary military occupation of Belgrade until the demands have been complied with. On this basis, I am ready to mediate for peace with Austria.
But the Kaiser's proposal is too late. Just after 11 a.m., Austria-Hungary moves to prevent any more attempts at mediation.
The Royal Serbian government have not answered in a satisfactory manner the note of the 23rd of July 1914. Austria-Hungary consequently considers herself henceforward in a state of war with Serbia.
Since Vienna has already closed its embassy in Belgrade, there is the awkward matter of how to deliver the declaration of war. The Austrian government finally sends a telegram. The first time war has been declared in this way. Austria-Hungary's declaration of war will not reach the British press until tomorrow. The main concern in London is still Ireland. The deaths in Dublin of 4 unarmed protesters at the hands of the British Army have made the situation much worse. The inquest hears shocking details.
I suppose he was shot, then bayoneted?
Very likely.
The Daily Mirror reports that Britain is on the brink of its own war, a civil war. Many expect a full-scale conflict within days.
Save your anger for the enemy outside. War is at the gates. Acquit, Madame Caillot.
In France, they're increasingly worried about a European war. But it is the final day of the sensational Caillot trial. The lovely Madame Caillot has been charged with murder for shooting the editor of Le Figaro, who was threatening to destroy her husband, the finance minister at the time. Just 50 minutes after it has withdrawn, the jury returns.
The answer to the first question is no, to the second question, no. One word was shouted through the court. Acquitted! Nothing more was heard. There was a roar of down with Caillot. There were cheers for Madame Caillot. There were some who held that it was wrong and others who held that it was right, and they all shouted and yelled and booed and hooted.
My darling one, everything tends towards catastrophe and collapse.
The First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill, writes to his wife,
I am interested, geared up, and happy. Is it not horrible to be built like that?
With the Prime Minister's approval, but without the Cabinet's full knowledge, he has ordered the fleet to its war station at Scapa Flow. Unlike many in the government, he thinks Britain is likely to get involved if a war breaks out on the continent.
The preparations have a hideous fascination for me. I pray to God to forgive me for such fearful moods of levity. Kiss those kittens and be loved forever only by me, your own Winston.
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.